Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You've been all over CNBC, CNN, Breakfast Club, all of that. And you've done a lot. But the latest thing that you've done is an online bank.
Yeah.
A Black and Latinx owned, I believe, bank, right?
Yeah, it's a banking platform, right? Or fintech bank and neobank. Our kids do everything from their phone. Mm-hmm. They literally do everything. My 13-year-old can do everything from a phone. So banking is going as you see more brick and mortar closures, as you see banking expanding in the tech space, banking is going to end up in your hand and your phone. Andrew Young, who's a former ambassador, former lieutenant to Dr. King, mm-hmm. Former mayor of Atlanta, travels. He's in 152 countries, I think. He's an ambassador. So he ambassades all over the world.
He actually came to speak at my church.
Man, that's the man. Come on, man. You heard him.
For sure.
But he's been my friend and mentor since 15 years old. And actually is a part of me growing me as an organizer. Andy doesn't do things for financially motivated reasons, yet they end up helping the greater community financially. So one example is, as mayor of Atlanta, he was responsible for making Atlanta an international city by bringing the Olympics here. Mm-hmm. In bringing the Olympics, he didn't bring a bunch of people to just ran, swim, and jump that spoke different languages. Companies come also, right? You got Atlanta in Georgia, is the third most Fortune 500 companies of any state in the union. So that's what him making the city an international city helped to do, helped to bring, just with the Olympics, I think $9 billion into the city, 41% with the Black and minority contracts. Mm-hmm. The only condition was he couldn't personally make any money, but he made sure that people from the community made money. And then after that, another 11, 12 billion poured in. Blacks walked away with 1 point something billion of that, which ain't bad. You know what I mean? It ain't bad. It, you know, ideally, we want to get to the haves and betters, but it ain't bad start. So as Andy does stuff, he does stuff that helps the greater community, and the greater community is better for it, right? So Atlanta is light years ahead. It's a beacon in the South. It's an international city with all its proclivities and with all its setbacks. It still is far more progressive than anyone would have ever thought 50 years ago, right? He goes to India. He sees where people being paid in paper currency. Same thing that's happening in depressed areas here. They're being robbed and looted by check cashing places, essentially. So you are already on the fringe. You make $200 a week. Technically, you want to be able to save 10 to 20% of what you're making, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to save 20 or 40 bucks when you're making $200 a week. But some people have been dedicated, like our grandparents, enough to do it, to put aside that 20 and let that 20 get to 100 and put that aside and make sure you got stuff like a basic life insurance. $20 can decide you got enough to bury you a month. Check cashing places and liquor stores cut that out of the poor's the ability to spend, to save, to do anything. And that's a detriment, and it helps keep you at that bottom path. Landy saw a digitized system come there and greatly help people. So that was his part in understanding what Greenwood as a banking platform could do, or what's Greenwood. There's a guy named Paul Judge here out of the tech world. That's a brilliant guy.
I'm familiar with him.
Morehouse had a bunch of bread, right? And then there's Ryan Glover, who built Noontime Records, who built Bounce TV, and who's a founding member of Greenwood. And they thought that this model, or models like this, as we go more digital, 65% of banking is done in the palm of your hand. Poor people need relief from being predatory companies. All of this can meet and make sense and be a for-profit thing. Yeah. And Greenwood is born. Why is it named Greenwood? Greenwood's named Greenwood for the town in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was burned in a race riot, burned to the ash, burned to the ground. And I would argue, in not only destroying that town, in which a community turned a dollar 36 times, so it was strong in terms of schools, doctors, dentists, stores, it was strong. It was like having an ecosystem in a jar in your kitchen. Even if your kitchen set on fire, until that smoke get in there, that ecosystem is still pumping, right? Mm-hmm. In burning down that town, I would argue that the poor whites that did that destroyed not only that town, its economy, but the greater economy around it. Which is why you ain't seen a basketball team pop up in Tulsa until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There was no need. It wasn't a place where harmony could happen. So in Atlanta, 1906 or so, you get a riot not far from here, that way. Mm-hmm. And on that side of town, black people were killed. After that, Atlanta, which is also the home of the Atlanta Conference with W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington,
They're
like, look, we're here. We're not going anywhere. We're right over here in the Fourth Ward. We either gonna go to war with these white folks, and we're gonna destroy this city, and we're gonna become every typical Southern city, and it's gonna be ashes again like Sherman left it when he was on his march to the beach in Savannah. Or we're going to figure out how to let business and commerce trump bullshit. So quietly an agreement was made where black people and business owners took this side of downtown. We're right now, we're in the historic Auburn and Edgewood Avenue. Auburn and Edgewood Avenue are also, will always be to some degree, Black Wall Street. The Atlanta Life Insurance Company was there, started by Alonzo Herndon. Ebenezer Baptist Church and the SCLC headquarters were there. All this was burgeoning black businesses. It's always been here. So Greenwood as a banking platform is in the spirit of that, initially in terms of making sure we serve worker class, poor communities, making sure we serve the unbanked, making sure we serve black people and the Latinx crowd. Mm-hmm. But it is not only for us. Anyone is welcome to bring their green there. And anyone is welcome to know we're going to be stable with the wood, you know. So just like Atlanta had to realize as a city, it made more sense to cooperate and make business sense, not to war in the middle of the streets. Us as a bank understand that I'm not trying to tell anybody can't bank with us. We want everybody to bank with us. But we also want to be a place that grows into a lender in terms of car loans and home loans, because many times the first generational wealth that anybody looks like us will have is be a home or something that someone left to us, mm-hmm. right? And then they want to grow into giving capital to businesses where 41% business closures, I think, AKA in London, was putting in terms of black businesses.
Since Corona.
Yeah. If it wasn't for my out-of-pocket, we have been able to survive. When we open back up, we're not charging barbers, you know, boofing in the admission, things of that nature. So I have to think about, you know, what's best for that. So I think that Greenwood is going to be not only one of the best banking platforms, but it's going to grow into a strong financial force that turns into a lender of not only homes and automobiles, but of small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and businesses by creatives that grow bigger markets.
So, I mean, obviously, you're an Atlanta historian. Like you said, you've been an activist for over 30 years.
Yes, 30 years of my life.
That's a long time, right? So I'm trying to think, is there something during that process, or is just the culminating event of situations that motivated Greenwood to start right now? right? Like, what was there a motivating factors, or it was just like,
well, I don't know what motivated Ryan. I think that what motivated Andy was going and seeing it work,
right?
But for four people, like, for me, it made sense for me for 10 years. Mm. I've been talking about it actively for 6 years.
Okay.
And they were the first bank or banking platform to say, let's bring Mike into the business fold. You know, that plenty of banks had the opportunity. And I still shout out all the black banks, right?
Right.
But no one else, you know, said, well, let's get into business with them. And I think Ryan, you know, I think, you know, 6 years ago, I still saw me as me. Like, if I was a talent scout, I would have been like, this talent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the fact that they didn't doesn't bother me as much as I'm encouraged by the fact that Ryan did.
Right.
Because Ryan understands that Michael Render is a kid in a room who plays the character Killer Mike. But Michael Render is married to one of the best business minds in this state, if not the nation. She's a friend of AKA, another, she's my wife, Shay. And, you know, like Proverbs, and I'm not a Christian, but Proverbs 31:10-31 talks about having the right type of wife. So, you know, the business partner and life partner that I have helps me understand that the capital I go get, we can do something with, we can bury and we can put it places where it compounds and grows. So, you know, for me, in terms of Michael Render, I understand that when Ryan invited me, that's bigger than whoever didn't invite me.
Mm.
Because he sees what I see in the mirror, and that's someone with the potential to grow into a business. So,
Michael Santiago Render.
Yeah, yeah.
Santiago. I ain't Mexican.
My dad is
Dominican.
My dad is like his dad with the wavy hair. Don't forget the Santiago, y'all.
Shouts out to Michael Lee.
Yeah, my dad got a country name. I'm all like,
I ain't naming my goddamn child no Lee.
Your name, Michael Santiago.
Santiago.
My wife said, I'm so glad you get your dad to have 20 kids.
Shout out to Nori.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.